This week's Torah weight has been sponsored by Tzimchas HaNisoyen Shel Eliezer Wolf and Perla Grosnas Shiriskaim Mes Hashem B'Simen Toi B'Mazel Toi B'Yem Sheni Yud Gimel Elo 4th of September Yerotzen Shibone B'Ais Nemem Yisrael L'Shem L'Sveres Yud Gimel Elul, 3rd of September, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, Elul.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In light of what has been said till now about Elul, I'd like to speak about a point also regarding Elul. Again, we all feel in our bones that Elul is not just Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. It's not just that it's 30 days prior to. Rather, intrinsically, it has its own chashivas. There's something about it that makes it very, very special. And I would like to try to define what is that nekuda. Once it's not just 30 days before, so then what is it? So, technically speaking, how did Elul start? Then Moshe Rabbeinu, on the third time, went up to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Elul to receive the second Luchas. And he came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchas Hashnias. That's what happened there. So, the Gemara makes a comparison, Masechet Menachos, between the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, and the Maharsha says they're on the spot, we're speaking from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, to a neshama. And the Gemara Menachos, again, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Bet says, a neshama is given in 40 days, the Yetziras of Lot is 40 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu studied the Torah on that from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, which are 40 days. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im ata meshamer es haTorah, if you'll watch my Torah, ani meshamer es haNeshama, so I'll watch your neshama. And if not, so chas v'shalom not. That's what the Gemara says. So I would like to ask a simple question that Gemara. That the Maral says, as we're going to explain in a minute, that the Neshama enters on the 40th day of the Yetziras of Lot. But it's not a process of 40 days. It happens on the 40th day, but it takes one day. Masha'enken learning Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu every day learned a different masechta. Every day he learned 2.5%. After 40 days, he learned everything. So how could you say a neshama is given in 40, and the Torah is given in 40? The Torah, like mentioned before, is a gradual process. Madrega, day after day after day, after 40 days he learned it. But the neshama is not 40 days, it's not 2% of the neshama every day was given. 2.5%, another 2.5%. The neshama was given lock, stock and barrel on the 40th day. So why is that called that the neshama is spreading over 40 days? That's one day. Just the 40th one. Yes?
Sorry. Is there not a chazal that says that Moshe Rabbeinu learned Kol HaTorah Kula each day and then forgot it and learnt it again?
Not that I know.
No?
Okay. Not that I know.
I've heard that.
Okay. Beseder, so that's a question that Lachor you could ask, but how come the Gemara is comparing the 40th day of the Neshama to 40 days of studying Torah? Now let's go to this Maral that says this point. It was in yesterday's Parsha. The Torah says that you give 40 Malkus. Come the rabbis and say, 39. So why did the Torah say 39? So you can say, well, it's building up till it touches the number 40. But 39 is not 40. And 40 is not 39. It's not Pshut Vishal Mikra. If the Torah meant 39, why did it not say 39? The Maharal asks this question in the Gurariye and in the Be'er HaGoyle Be'er HaSheni. And the Maharal says something, Be'emes Gevaldik. In principle, there should have been given 40 Malkus. That's what should have been. Technically speaking, when it's done, it's only 39. Well, why is that so? So he explains the following. When a person does an aver b'mezid, that means his creation went sour. And you have to rectify it. A creation is 40 days. 40 yom shel yetziras ha'olam. And if a person does an aver b'mezid, which Malchus is about, the whole thing has to be recalled and start over again. And therefore, in principle, it's 40 days of yetziras ha'olam, so it's 40 Malchus. That's what should be. However, the neshama is given only on the 40th day, says the Maral. And the first 39 days is the building of the guf. The aver was done together by the neshama and the guf together. But the neshama was being schlepped by its charusa, the guf. The neshama on its own is elokai neshama shenasata b'tahorei. It's pure. Why does it do averis? It's being led by the guf. 39 days of Malchus, 39 Malchus are rectifying the 39 days of Yetziras HaGuf, and now the Guf is fine. The 40th Malchus, if there would have been one, would have been net, zoning on the Neshama. The Neshama doesn't need any Malchus. The Neshama doesn't need any to be rectified. The Neshama is fine. It's being schlepped by the Guf. So once you rectify the schlepper, meaning the one who's schlepping him, the Guf, so Lamaisa, there's no need to give the 40th Malchus. So there is 40 to say this whole Yetzirah went sour. But since the Malchus are given one after another in the gradual process, once you gave 39 Malchus, what did you rectify? The Yetzirah Havlad in 39 days. Once the Guf is fine, then the Shem is for sure fine. It was always fine. It was being just slipped by the Guf. So the Guf is the bad guy. Once the bad guy is good, finished. So the Torah said 40 because that's what you need in principle. That's what happens in principle. But Lamaisa, when you do 39 Malchus, you took care of the problem. That's what the Maral explains. Okay, now Rabbi Yosef Engel, who was a Goyen Olam, as we all know, the one who wrote the Esther Doraisa, the Likut Eicher, he wrote over 80 Chiburim. But a lot of them got lost in the Shoah. He wrote one sefer called Gvuras Shmoini. One question, 80 answers. You know what kind of creative brain you have to have to come up with 80 answers in one question? Rabbi Sivankel, a Goyen Olam, Mamash from that door. He asks in his Beis HaOtzer. Beis HaOtzer, he started doing an Encyclopedia Talmudis. And Beis HaOtzer is two volumes. He reached up to letter Beis. And then, now they say he had in writings everything, but it got lost. And the Beis HaOtzer, he asks a Gevaldik Akash in the Maral. Says, how could you say that Neshama is given on the 40th day? I have a Mefarish Gemara that says that only is a Havamina. What's the Gemara? The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a few dialogues that took place between Antoninus and Rebbe. And Antoninus exactly asked this question to Rebbe. When is the Neshama given? At the time of conception? Or on the 40th day? Answered Rebbe initially on the 40th day. Asked Antoninus, how could that be? So what's going to preserve the tipa and the atzomus and everything for 40 days? It's going to die. If the neshama, which is the chayim, comes on the 40th day, what will keep everything going until that stage? Allah, concludes the Gemara, mishas pkila. Then it happens from the time of conception. And says Rebbe, Omar Rebbe, Tovo ze limdani Antoninus, this I picked up from Antoninus, Umikra Messiah. There's a pasuk in Iyov which helps him out. And what's the pasuk? Upkudascha liyom eshwa, three words from Iyov. Ah! Shkech, Agmar and Sanhedrin, Av Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Thank you for bringing the Gemara. And it says, so what does he conclude? So he concludes, therefore, so what's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the maskana? That the neshama comes in day one. Because otherwise, what's going to preserve it in 40 days? And Rebbe agreed to it and brought a pasuk in to support it. So how could the Maral say the neshama is given on the 40th day? It's contradicting the Mefarish Gemara. That's what the Beis of Engel asks. He dealt a lot with the Maral.
Didn't spoil the Maral spot.
Why? The Malkus says on the 40th day.
So you still need 39 Malkus.
No, but he says 39. No, okay, but he says explicitly 39 days is the creation of the Guf, and then the Neshama comes on the 40th day. He says it black and white. That's what he says. And so Rabbi Yosef Engel dealt a lot with the Maral. He said he got his Dech Halimud and Nigle from Sifrei Maral. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel said. And he, it's a very kishmak shidduch of Yosef Engel's kishman with the amkis of the Maral. It's just gewaldic. And he said, he remains with the kasha. He says, I can't, the Maral, when he says the Hashem is giving him the 40th day, is a havamin of the Gemara, not the Maskana. And Rabbi agreed. The Chor sounds like a gewaldic kasha. However, Rabbi said, I'll tell you what happened. In 1950, in this country, Talmidim Rav Tesler discovered the Ksavyan of the Maral and the Chidush HaGadus in Shas. Today it appears in the regular set of the Maral. There's four volumes called Chidush HaGadus. But just the other Svarim of the Maral, he wrote in his lifetime, 400 years ago. The Chidush HaGadus was discovered by Rav Ari Karmel B'Chaverov in 1950. Rav Yosef Engel was nifter in 1917, so he didn't see it. Now, if he would have known, he would have seen that the Maral and the Chidush HaGadus on this Gemara deals with this point. He doesn't ask the question the way the Rabbi Yosef Engel asks it. He asks a different question. But before I tell you what the Maral says, I want to just point out that Rashi, there's a very strange Rashi here. Again, the words of Rabbi is, Dovaze limdani Antoninus. You know what Rashi says in the words, limdani Antoninus? Midvolav lamadati. What does Rashi want? Again, the words of the Gemara is Lamdani Antinumis. Antinumis taught me. Says Rashi, Midvorav Lamadati. What's Rashi coming to say? Isn't Midvorav Lamadati mean Limdani Antoninus? It's right, two words in Rashi, Midvorav Lamadati. What's Rashi want? According to what we're going to come out today, will be Kishmak. You'll see soon. You know what the Maral says up there in the Chidush HaGadus, which we discovered in 1915 by Rabbi Ari Karmel Zatzal and Chaverov? The Maral says, the Maskana, the Gemara that the Neshama is given on day one? It's impossible. There's no receptacle. A Neshama has to be accepted by a receptacle, by a Kli. Look, we say every morning, Elokai Neshama Shenasata B. B. What does B mean? There's B kosher. But what does B also mean? B, receptacle. A Kli Kibul. What's the Kli Kibul on day one? There's nothing there. Mayim, the Thiba, that can be a Kli Kibul. Says the Maral, I'll tell you what the Maral means. For sure the Neshama is given on the 40th day. However, since the Guf is building up towards receiving the Neshama on the 40th day, the Koyach of the Neshama starts already from day one. Even though it's not actually there. But you're going towards it. And here, it's a big yisur of the Maral and many other areas, that when you're going towards something, you're engaged with it even more than when you arrived. And he always quotes the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yilches. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yilches, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, one day I'm going to die. I have a special request how to die. Yeh chelki im ameisim v'derech mitzvah. I should die when I'm on the way to go do a mitzvah. That's the way I would like to die. Asks the Maral, why didn't he ask for more? I should die when I'm already doing a mitzvah. Why when I'm a derech to mitzvah? Fine. If you're already asking, says Maral, when you're going towards something, you're in an energy, in a shvunk, which is even more than when you arrive there. He says, I want to leave the world when I'm in the shvunk to go to the Eibushter. And the shvunk is when I'm on the way to a mitzvah. Not when I'm already engaged in the mitzvah. Right? That's what he proves it from that Gemara. My boy said, it's a lot of rise to this Yisoid. It's a lot of rise to this Yisoid of Shulchan Mitzvah and Mizrakim, that when you're on the way to something, you have it even to a certain degree even more than when you already arrived and you're there. My boy said, the Abba meaning that we buy. So the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we're like, engaged. It says the Medrash protects us from the Avera. It's Gavaldic. And then once you take the Lulavan Eswak, in 3 minutes, shalom, all the excitement is not there anymore. When you're going towards it, you had it. Once you arrived, okay, I got it already. It says a little bit, that's how things work. But it's not only a psychological concept. That's what Hasidim say about Hachon al Mitzvah. That's like how we should come to Daven a few minutes before the Davening starts. Going towards is a special mile. And the neshama, for sure, is given only when there's a receptacle. And that's when the guf is ready on the 40th day. But already from day one, it's nikar that the koach of neshama to preserve whatever has to be preserved there, because it's a built-up towards it. That's what Maral says. Rav Yosef Engel didn't see that, Maral. If he would have seen it, he would have known his kash is not shver. When Antinonu said that the neshama should be given on the first day, and Rebbe agreed, he did not agree totally to what he was saying. Antinonus was saying that the neshama has to be given lock, stock, and barrel on day one. That Rebbe did not buy. It's impossible. He did agree, though, that there has to be epis on neshama dick on day one. Not neshama. The neshama is on the 40th day. But neshama dick. You know what it means, neshama dick in Yiddish? How would you translate it in English? Like neshama.
Neshama like.
Neshama like. You have already from day one. That's what Rashi means when he says, Lamdani antinonus midvorav lamati. I'm not saying exactly what he's saying. The push of Shad Gemara sounds, I'm saying midik what he's saying. No, I'm not. I'm saying something that I picked up from him. I'm picking up from him this concept that there has to be something of neshama on day one. But not exactly the way he said it. He said it that it has to be a total legamre. That's impossible. You need a receptacle for the neshama. But that there has to be something of a neshama on day one, I agree to that, and then I learned from Antinous. But I'm not saying exactly what he's saying. What? Mitotra. Exactly. Mitvorav lamati. Mitvorav lamati means mitotra. Very good, very good. So what happens in the Yetzirah of every fetus in the world, especially Yiddish and Neshama, for sure, that the Neshama is given in the fetus on the 40th day, but it already has its Shmek Tashpa from day one. And the Gemara, Menachos is comparing the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur to the 40 days of Yetzirah Savlan. Now what happens, let's make this comparison, you'll see it's B'diyuk. On the 40th day by a fetus, the Neshama enters. And what happens on the 40th day from Rosh Chodesh El? Yom Kippur, which is totally spiritual. Totally spiritual. And just like you say by the Neshama, that it has some kind of hashpa from day one, because you're building up towards it. Similarly, the neshama's hashpa, the Yom Kippur's hashpa starts when? B'diuk. The he'ara of Yom Kippur, the light of Yom Kippur, has already retroactively starting to be, it's Yom Kippur dick from Rosh Chodesh El. Like it's neshama dick from the first day, and it's neshama on the 40th day, it's Yom Kippur dick from Rosh Chodesh El, and it's Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur arrives. Oh boy, say, there are more paskins. And in Eretz Yisrael, they do it in many shuls. I don't know if they do it here in London. Then on every Yom Kippur, you give 39 malchus. Right?
Some places.
Yeah, well, whatever. Look how it's exact according to what we're learning today. The malchus of the fetus is 39, because it's 39 days. That's exactly from Rosh Chodesh El till every Yom Kippur. Yeah, on Yom Kippur there won't be Malkus, because that's already the holy day, you don't need it. If you rectified everything till that stage, comes Yom Kippur, you don't need it. It's B'diyuk parallel, what's happening over here. That's what the Gemara means in Maseches Menachos, when the Gemara says that its neshama is a 40-day process. We asked, why is it a 40-day process? It happens on the 40th day, and that's it. It doesn't happen, it happens one day. It happens to be the 40th day, but it's not 40 days. No, but in line of what we're learning today, and the way the Maral takes care of Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha, it comes out, no, the neshama also, it's not a gradual process of 2.5%, 2.5%, that you're right. But there's a hashpa of a neshama throughout the 40 days, and now you can compare it to the 40 days of giving over the Torah. So, Rabbi Yosef, what do we see here? That these days of Elul is not just, you know, before Rosh Hashanah. Of course it is. And before Yom Kippur. It's Shmecht Yom Kippur Dik. Every day is a Shtikl Yom Kippur Dik. Which is, what's so special about Yom Kippur? Es Rotzai. It's a time of Rotzai. So it says Mefarash in Chazal, the Elul is Es Rotzai. And Rabbi Shapira Zatzal told me, when I once was speaking to him about this word, he said, yeah, Elul, you know, it's known Al Pi Sifrei HaKabbalah that Yom Kippur is called Bina, because Tshuva has to do with Bina, whatever that means. V'shav v'levavo yovin v'rafalom, right? That's the bracha of Tshuva is right next to Das. Then comes tshuva, right? Ashivenu avinu. Tshuva has to do with bina, whatever that means. And elul is gematria bina. Says that's what the Arizal says. It's 57. It's 67. Right? So elul is Yom Kippur Dick. It's a special day. It's a special time. Every day there's something of Yom Kippur in Chodesh Elul. Now, what do you say? Since I was also supposed to speak about Pirkei Avos today, so I want to conclude. I spoke about it yesterday a little bit in the shul, in the Pirkei Avos shul, that this nekuda. What today when you meet someone, especially in this part of the world, what's the first question? How was your summer? And if you don't ask this question, you're even a little bit rude. I was never asked yet in this part of the world, how is your elul? Never asked. How was your summer? Yeah, but now we're in Elul. And we're building up to Yom Adin. Yeah, that's okay. How was your summer? And I said, it reminds me of a joke in America, which, you know, Abraham Lincoln was a president who was assassinated when he was watching a play in a theater. In 1860 or something like that, he was there with his wife, and he was shot from behind his head. And the story goes that they asked Mrs. Lincoln, otherwise, how was the play? What do you mean, otherwise? My husband got shot. Yeah, but what's with that? Otherwise, how was it? No one asked that. It's Elul. It's getting ready for Yom Adin. How was your summer? Rabbi said, here comes the nekuda. That it's hard, we got to picture it. But in another 3 weeks, less, 200 some weeks, it'll be Yom Adin. On us, on our dear ones, on the whole Klal Yisrael, on the whole world. And it's Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Maasim. That's what it is. I think something which irritates a judge the most is if you ignore him. If you argue with the judge, okay. You present your case to the judge, okay. If you ignore him, like it happens in Israel with the Palestinians, that they say sometimes in the court, we don't recognize this, the authority of this court to judge us. So then they get a double punishment. When you're mitzafzef, that's how it's called in Hebrew, then I would imagine that's the most disrespectful way to be towards a judge. Yeah, I'm not even paying attention to your day of judgment. I'm not afraid of it. You're not afraid of it. You want to know what Rosh Hashanah is? Rav Dessler used to give this Eitzah. Look at the events that happened the last year and tell yourself this was all decreed last Rosh Hashanah. If you want to get a magnitude of what Rosh Hashanah is about. Houston was decreed last year in Rosh Hashanah. And think about other things that happened this year. It was decreed last Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a serious day. And we go around. I call Beseder. We're not afraid. We feel bad about it. Let's be honest. When we come to Rosh Hashanah and Shul, you think to yourself, I wish I really would be more into it, more attached to it. I remember my days when I was in Yeshiva, or when I saw my Zaidi, and Yavesh, dry. But these days are special, Chava. These days are special, and it's important to think and to start saying, hey, I don't want to enter the court without being prepared at all. I'm just going to roll in. Hi, here I am. What are we going to say? It's not tangible? Houston is not tangible? Other things that happen in the world are not tangible? Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Bursin was lifted this year. It's not tangible? Things are tangible. Why are they tangible? So, boy, say, this is just a nekuda. And again, I want to tell you that I was once invited to a shul. There's a certain shul that I'm invited to on an annual basis, the last Shabbos of the year, to speak about Rosh Hashanah. Fine. And this is going on already for 8-9 years. There was 1 year that they told me to come at a certain time, 10:40, which I did. But there was a bar mitzvah that Shabbos, and things were being a little bit slipped out. Okay. No problem. When I arrived, it was before Musaf even. So I was on the side. I was there throughout the Musaf. And then it was my turn to speak. It was about 10, 20 minutes later. And I got up and I said, Chela, I'm going to say now something, but because I'm an American Israeli, which is the worst combination sometimes, so I don't have the polite midos of the English people who, when they disagree, they say, very interesting. I don't do it that way. I say I disagree. I don't want to be rude, but that's how I was born. So I'm going to be now American Israeli. Secondly, whatever I'm going to say now has nothing to do with the Rav of the shul. So if you don't like what I'm saying, and I'm sure you won't, don't get angry at the Rav. He doesn't even know what, the Rav doesn't even know what I'm going to say. Was that year like this year? Shabbos was the, and Rosh Hashanah would come, the following Rosh Hashanah would be on Wednesday night. I told the people, there were about 80 people there. I said, hey guys, you don't believe that on Wednesday night will be Rosh Hashanah, a day of judgment. You don't believe it. Yeah, you're going to come to shul. You may wear a kittel. Yeah, you'll blow shofar. You'll go through the motions. You do not believe that your life is at stake on Wednesday night and Thursday and Friday. You don't believe it. They looked at me. And one of them said, on what basis are you saying such a kind of accusation? I said, I'll tell you why. I was here doing Chazaras HaShatzav Musaf. I saw everybody talking as usual. Doing Chazaras HaShatz. I'm sure the Rav said throughout the year that you're not allowed to. And that the Shulchan Aruch says on that Kasheh Avono Minso. And the Meshurah brings that shuls were destroyed because of that. But everybody was talking to Shabbos. If you really believed that Wednesday night, 4 days later, your life is on the line, would you speak on this Shabbos during Chazaras HaShatz? You wouldn't have. Because you know it's wrong. So let's face it, you don't believe it. We ended up being friends. But the following year I was not invited to speak. 2 years later I was again resumed again. But the following year I wasn't. I always say, Absalom Kuda, are we acting any way differently this month of Elul? Or are we like making sure to speak, not to speak Lashon Hara, or less Lashon Hara, or some kind of a couple? Are these days of Rishoyim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey God, we know you're coming. Kivo Hashem Lishpoit Es Haaretz. We're getting prepared. We're not acting as usual. But look what happens. This is the clash between the Goyish calendar and the Jewish calendar. In my eyes, or my ears more exactly, the two opposites that could be in the world is Elul, August. Elul is August, fun. There's a lot of people till this moment are on holiday. Because September started on Friday. So instead of saying Elul, what we heard in the yeshivas, they say September. That's a fact. And then they roll into a show. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should don everyone the kapschus, of course, and understand, but Rabbi, so we got to show that these days are different. We can't act as usual, the regular schmoozing on the Shabbos table, the regular talk, and the regular everything, and then Rosh Hashanah, we go like this. I'm blow shofar. Who are we faking? Who are we trying to bluff? The Eibushter? Who? So Rabbi say, but let's remember what's so beautiful about these days of Elul. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, as mentioned before by Rabbi Wiesenfeld, all the Ramazim of Elul, it's a special day, and it's days which are susceptible to getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's show him that we care. Let's show him that we... Epis! Something is changing. Mashul! That we stick through 40 days. Somehow, it says in these days you should learn every night a little bit more. Right? It's brought down Locha. At night, to learn a little more, every day a few more minutes. Mashu, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're chas v'shalom, not like Abdil, trillion Abdullahs, like those Palestinians that appear in the Israeli court, and they tell the court, we don't acknowledge you at all. Who are you? Who are you to judge us? Of course, we're not going to say that openly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our behavior may be saying that, if everything's as usual. Ask yourself if the Shabbos table yesterday was any way different than when it's in January, February. Was there any Eluldik on the Shabbos table? Well, it was the same shmuz, same everything. Hakol kiragil. Business as usual. If it was, Chevra, Nishkafach, let's start now. Today is Yud Beis Elul. Okay, we still got 18 days or 17 days of Elul ahead of us. Let's have the decency to show the Eibushter that we respect him and we're sensitive to the fact that he's coming to judge us and not business as usual. Rabbi Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem, with that attitude and with all other mitzvahs and tzchusim that this Olam has coming daily to learn Torah, we should all be zoicha to have a ksiva, the chasima toiva, and a good gebench to your, for you, for your families, and for the whole Klal Yisrael.